Let's go to the Lord in prayer.
我们祷告。
Father, thank you for this day.
父神，我们感谢你为今天。
Lord, I pray that you'd help us finish these two messages.
主帮助我们完成这最后两篇信息。
Lord, we sense a weakness, Lord, in our bodies and in our minds and our hearts.
主在我们的身体、我们的心灵，我们都感觉到软弱。
We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen us.
主加我们力量。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Before we go to Matthew chapter 7,
我们没有翻到马太第七章之前呢。
I want us to see just a few more times how genuine conversion produces fruit.
我们要看看真正的悔改会结出果子来。
And how we can use certain passages to help people understand whether they have been converted.
我们可以用一些经文来帮助他们明白他们是不是真正的重生得救。
James chapter 2 is one of them.
雅各书第二章，譬如。
We also looked at 1 Thessalonians.
还有帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Now look at 2 Peter for a moment.
再看彼得后书，再看。
It says in chapter 1,
第一章,
verse 5,
第五节,
Now for this reason also, applying all diligence, in your faith supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence knowledge.
正因这个缘故，你们要分外殷勤，有了信心，要加上德行，有了德行，要加上知识。
And in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness.
有了知识要加上节制，有了节制要加上忍耐，有了忍耐要加上敬虔。
And in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love.
有了敬虔加上爱弟兄的心，有爱弟兄的心加上爱众人的心。
Now in 5 through 7, he's giving us a list of Christian virtues.
好，五到七节他告诉我们这一系列的基督徒的美德。
We should not think that we will find these virtues perfectly manifested in a believer's life.
我们不要以为可以在一个信徒的生命中找到这些美德完完全全的彰显十全十美。
They may only be small realities, especially in the new believer's life.
尤其在初信的信徒里面，只有一个，也许只有很小的一点点的彰显。
But they will be growing realities.
但是这些真实的美德会不断的成长。
Remember,
记得
if we have been justified,
如果我们被称义了
we are being sanctified.
我们正在成圣的过程中。
You understand the terminology sanctified.
你明白成圣这个词啊。
It means to be made holy.
就是越来越圣洁。
The God who declares us to be right with him through faith in Christ,
那称我们为义，因我们的信称为义的神。
He begins to work in our lives.
他就开始在我们心中动善功。
And throughout all the years of our Christian life,
我们基督徒的一生当中
He sanctifies us.
他不断使我们成圣。
He works to make us holy.
他在我们心里动工使我们更加圣洁。
Then when we die,
那我们死的时候
we are glorified.
他就使我们得荣耀。
He makes us perfect.
他使我们十全十美。
So it's justification.
所以称义。
And then sanctification.
然后成圣。
And then glorification.
最后得荣耀。
Those he justifies.
那些他称义的。
He will sanctify.
他也会使他们成圣。
This process of sanctification.
这个成圣的过程。
Is evidence that we have been justified.
就是我们称义的证明。
It also provides us great hope that we will be glorified.
这也给我们很大的期盼，我们必定得荣耀。
Now, in verse 5,
好，第五节,
some of the Christian virtues that he mentions.
他提到一些基督徒的美德。
Faith.
信心。
True believers going to have faith in Christ.
真信徒在基督里一定有信心的。
Moral excellence.
然后是道德行。
That means he's going to be being made conformed to the will of God, to the person of Christ.
第四，他会越来越效法基督的模样。
They're going to have knowledge.
他也要有知识。
Remember, they shall all be taught of God.
记得他们都要被神所教导。
And then self-control.
然后节制。
They will grow in this.
他们会在这些德行上成长。
Perseverance.
而且忍耐。
They will continue on in the faith.
他们会继续持续忍耐到底。
Godliness.
然后是敬虔。
Brotherly kindness.
爱弟兄的心。
And love.
然后爱众人的心。
These are evidences.
这些都是证明。
That a person has become a believer.
一个人信主了。
Now, obviously, a believer of many years is going to manifest these more than a new believer.
很明显，一个信主多年的人会比一个初信的人在这些方面会彰显得更明显。
In verse 8,
第八节，
Peter says this,
彼得说，
For if these qualities are yours and are increasing,
你们若充充足足的有这几样。
Now notice he says they're yours,
他说这是你们的。
And they are increasing.
而且不断的增长。
This indicates that these are not manifested in the believer's life in a perfect way.
这意思是在信徒的生命中，这一些德行没有十全十美的充足的彰显啊。
But the believer is growing in them.
但是一个信徒会在这些方面不断的成长。
He's increasing.
越来越多，充充足足。
Now, if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。
Now, this is important.
这很重要。
Remember what we talked about in the parable in Matthew 13?
记得吗？我们在马太十三章在撒种的比喻里头所讲的。
The true believer bears fruit.
真信徒会结果子。
Hebrews 6.
希伯来书第六章。
The true believer bears fruit.
真信徒也结果子。
And now in verse 8.
现在第八节。
The true believer bears fruit.
好，真信徒会结果子。
The unbeliever is unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那不信的会闲懒不结果子，在认识主耶稣基督的知识上。
Verse 9.
第九节。
He who lacks these qualities is blind or short-sighted, having forgotten his purification from his former sin.
人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎。是看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪，已经得了洁净。
So those who have these qualities,
好，有这些德性彰显的人，美德彰显的，
show themselves to be truly Christian,
表明他们是真基督徒。
And those who have not these qualities,
缺乏这些美德的人，
are not,
就不是基督徒。
Now verse 10,
第十节。
Therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤。
To make certain about his calling and choosing of you.
是你们所蒙的恩召和拣选，坚定不移。
As long as you practice these things, you will never stumble.
你们若行这几样，就永不失足。
For in this way, the entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be abundantly supplied to you.
这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
Now he's not saying that by doing these things, the gates of heaven are going to be open to you.
他不是说你做这些事情有这些美德，那么天门就向你敞开了，不。
But as we do these things,
乃是当我们做这些事的时候。
In verse 10,
第十节。
When we see these things in our lives,
当你行这几样，看这些美德在你生命中彰显的时候，就使我们有保证，有信心。
That God has really called us and chose us.
神真是呼召了我们，真正拣选了我们。
And that there is a way open to us into heaven that is very wide.
那么进天堂的门就是敞开的，向我们敞开的。
That way is open to us because of faith in Christ.
是因我们信耶稣基督，所以天门向我们已经敞开了。
But these virtues demonstrate that we really have believed unto salvation.
但这些美德显明了我们已经是相信的，因着信得救了。
Is that clear?
明白吗？
Okay, now go to Matthew 5.
再翻到马太第五章。
Now in Matthew 5, we have the Beatitudes.
马太第五章我们有八福。
And they begin in verse 3.
从第三节开始。
And we'll just read them.
我们读。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。哀痛人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。温柔人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。饥渴慕义人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。连续人的人有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。清心人有福了，因为他们必得见神。神和睦人有福了，因为他们必成为神的儿子。为义受逼迫人有福，因为天国是他们的。
Now we do not go to heaven because we have these qualities.
我们不因此我们有这一些素质就能上天堂。
These qualities do not gain for us entrance into the kingdom.
这些素质不能够使我们赢得进天国的资格。
They simply demonstrate that we have entered into the kingdom.
他们不过显明了我们已经进入了天国了。
That Christ has justified us.
基督已经称我们为义了。
That the Spirit has regenerated us.
圣灵已经使我们重生了。
That the Father is sanctifying us.
天父正在使我们成圣，所以我们彰显这些美德。
And verse 3, there's poverty of spirit.
虚心啊，灵里贫穷。
This means a person who recognizes he can do nothing by himself.
这个虚心的意思是一个人认识到他离开了主不能做什么。
And he lives totally dependent upon God's power.
他完全信靠神的能力。
Upon God's promises.
完全信靠神的应许。
Poverty of spirit.
虚心灵里贫穷啊。
The proud man is not this way.
高傲的人不是虚心的。
He lives independent of God.
他不需要上帝，他自给自足。
But the true sign of having entered into the kingdom,
已经进入天国的真正的一个明证，
is that we recognize our total dependence upon God.
是我们认识到我们完全需要在信靠他。
Now another virtue of the Christian,
另外一个基督徒的美德，
is they mourn.
就是他们哀恸。
Now that does not mean that Christians should walk around mourning all the time.
这不是说基督徒成天垂头丧气的懊丧啊。
Because the kingdom of heaven is righteousness, peace, and joy.
因为天国是公义、喜乐、和平。
It refers to the fact that we mourn over the sin that's in this world.
哀恸啊，讲的是我们因着这个世界的罪而忧伤啊。
And we mourn over our own sin when we commit it.
当我们自己犯罪的时候，我们自己也忧伤痛悔。
But if we truly mourn,
但是如果我们真正的哀恸的话，
and truly repent,
真正悔改的话，
we are also filled with joy.
我们也会充满喜乐。
The Christian is something of a paradox.
基督徒是一种好像矛盾，其实不矛盾的哈。
Opposite things held in tension.
是两个似乎矛盾的事情在一起有。丧礼当中
In one way, our life is marked by mourning.
一方面我们的生命是有哀恸的忧伤的
In another way, our life is marked by joy.
另一方面我们的生命却充满了喜乐
Both things existing together.
这两者同时并存
We do mourn over our sin.
是我们因着自己的罪而痛苦忧伤
When we repent, we are comforted.
但是当我们悔改的时候我们就得到安慰了
Then we have blessed are the gentle.
好，这里又继续讲，温柔的人有福了。
For they shall inherit the earth.
因为他们必承受地土。
Now,
好
That's a very difficult passage.
这是一段很难明白的经文啊。
What does the word gentle mean?
温柔什么意思呢？
Some say it means gentle.
有人就说温柔嘛。
Others it means meek.
有人说是谦和嘛
，humble，
很谦卑。
But when you try to determine what the word means, it's just kind of like a guessing game.
当你要 要决定这个字温柔什么意思，就像在猜测一样。
How can we know what it really means?
我们怎么能够明白到底温柔什么意思呢？
Well, sometimes, it's good to ask, is this found anywhere else in the Bible?
所以有时候我们可以问，到底别的地方圣经里头有没有出现过？
And it is.
的确出现过。
As a matter of fact, we have a perfect description of what it means to be gentle or meek.
我们圣经里头有一个完全的定义，美好的解释。
Hold your place.
好，手指放在马太五章。
Go to Psalms 37.
然后翻到诗篇三十七篇。
In Psalms 37, verse 11,
11节
But the humble will inherit the land and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity.
但谦卑人必承受地土，以丰盛的平安为乐。
Now, if we look in Psalms 37,
如果我们看看诗篇三七篇
we have a perfect description of what Jesus is talking about.
我们这里有耶稣的所讲的最好的解释。
What is a gentle man like?
一个温柔的人是什么样的人？
He trusts in the Lord.
他信靠神。
Look at verse 1.
你看第一节。
Do not fret because of evildoers. Be not envious toward wrongdoers.
不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒。
The meek man does not get all worried about people doing evil.
温柔的人他不担心别人作恶。
And he is not envious because he sees evil people prospering.
他也不因着看到那些不义的人兴旺就嫉妒。
Now why is he that way?
为什么他会如此呢？
Verse 2.
第二节。
He knows that they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb.
因为他知道那些恶人会如草快被割下，又如青菜快要枯干。
Instead of fretting about all the evil.
他不因着小人得志而嫉妒而忧伤而痛苦。
In verse 3,
第三节
The meek man,
那温柔的人
He trusts in the Lord and does good, he dwells in the land and cultivates faithfulness.
他信靠神，他行善，他住在地上，他以信神的信实为粮。
While the wicked are doing wicked things,
当恶人小人在得志的时候，
And the wicked world keeps prospering.
恶人不断的兴旺的时候
The meek man trusts in the Lord.
温柔的人继续信靠耶和华
And he does good.
他继续行善
He tries to cultivate faithfulness.
他继续要做一个信实的人
He seeks to grow in faithfulness.
他继续要在信实中成长
He wants to grow in obedience to God.
他要继续在顺服中成长
Verse 4.
第四节。
He also delights in the Lord.
他在以耶和华为乐。
He knows that the Lord will give him the desires of his heart.
他知道主会把他心中所求的赐给他。
Not only does he delight in the Lord.
他不仅仅以主为乐。
In verse 5, he commits his way to the Lord.
他更将他的事交托耶和华。
Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he will do it.
当将你的事交托耶和华，并依靠他，他就必成全。
He will bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday.
他要使你的公义如光发出，使你的公平明如正午。
He commits what he does to the Lord.
他把他所做的交托给主。
Because he knows the Lord will one day vindicate him.
他知道有一天主会为他伸冤。
In verse 7.
第七节。
He rests in the Lord and waits patiently for him.
他信靠神，而且默然等候，依靠他。
He does not fret because of him who prospers in the way.
他不因着那些作恶就通达道路通达的而心怀不平。
Or because of the man who carries out wicked schemes.
或因着那些小人得志的人他就心怀不平不会。
Also look at verse 8.
再看第八节。
He does not get angry.
他也不生气。
Because of the wicked.
因着恶人就生气。
Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret. It leads only to evil doing.
当止住怒气，离弃愤怒，不要心怀不平，以致作恶。
He doesn't get angry at the wicked or because of the wicked.
他不因着恶人、小人得志就发脾气，就发怒。
He doesn't get nervous.
他也不紧张。
Verse 9.
第九节。
For evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord will inherit the land.
因为作恶的必被剪除，唯有等候耶和华的必承受地土。
There we have again the idea of inherit.
又提到了承受地土啊，承受。
And then, yet a little while, verse 10, and the wicked man will be no more, and you will look carefully for his place, and he will not be there.
好，第十节，还有片时，恶人就要归于无有，你就细查他住处，也要归于无有。
But the humble will inherit the land and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity.
但谦卑人必承受地土，以丰盛的平安为乐。
Isn't that wonderful?
这不好吗？
I have heard preachers arguing for...Just all the time about what does meek or gentle mean.
我听到一些传道人呢、啊，为这是温柔的、啊，温柔的人什么意思啊？哎呀，吵来吵去的。
But Jesus is using language straight out of Psalms 37.
但是耶稣用的语言就是从诗篇三十七篇直接引用来的。
And it tells us exactly.
这里告诉我们温柔的到底什么意思，清清楚楚。
Most of the things that Jesus taught.
你知道耶稣所教导大部分的教训呢、啊？
Are found directly or indirectly in the Old Testament.
或是直接或是间接都在旧约里头有了。
Now, here's a good way of looking at it.
我们有个很好的看这个事的方法啊。
Many things that are taught in the Old Testament.
很多在旧约教导过的。
The New Testament explains.
新约会解释。
But also the Old Testament gives us a foundation for the New Testament.
而且呢，旧约成了新约的教导的基础。
And helps us understand.
帮助我们明白新约。
For example, when Jesus is on the cross.
例如当主耶稣在十字架上的时候。
My God, why have you forsaken me?
说我神啊，我神啊，为什么要离弃我呢？
He's quoting from Psalms 22.
他是在引用诗篇22篇。
And when we read Psalms 22.
当我们读诗篇22篇。
We learn more about the cross.
我们就学到更多有关十字架的真理。
Now verse 6.
第六节。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
饥渴慕义人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
One of the characteristics of a Christian.
基督徒的其中的一个特性。
It's not that he's perfectly righteous.
不是他十全十美百分之百的义了。
But that he hungers and thirsts to be.
但他饥渴慕义，他愿意成为一个义人。
He wants to grow.
他愿意在义中成长。
When I was in seminary.
当我在神学院的时候。
I went to talk to one of my professors who was very wise.
我去跟我一个很有智慧的教授讲话。
And I told him,
我说
I just am miserable.
哎呀，我好痛苦。
I want to be more righteous.
我愿意更加的义呀。
I want to read my Bible more.
我愿意更读圣经读更多。
I want to pray more.
我要祷告更多。
I just feel like I don't know anything.
我觉得我啥都不懂。
I'm not like Jesus.
我不像耶稣。
I want to be like Jesus.
我愿意更像耶稣。
He just looked at me.
他看着我，瞪着我。
And when I got finished,
我讲完了。
He stood up.
他站起来。
He walked over.
他走过来。
He put both hands on my shoulders.
他两只手放在我的肩膀上。
And he said, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I pronounce you blessed."
奉耶稣基督的名，我宣布你是蒙福的。
And then he sat down.
让他坐下来。
And I thought that was strange.
我说真奇怪耶。
And he said, "You don't understand, do you?"
他说你不明白啊，你懂吗
？And I said, "No."
我说不明白。
He said, "Have you never read?"
你难道没读过吗
？Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
饥渴慕义的人有福啦。
He said, "Paul, if you walked in here today satisfied."
他说保罗，如果你今天进到我这来，你说我已经很满足了，不饥渴慕义了。
Not wanting to grow.
你不愿意再成长了。
Seeing no need for transformation.
你说我没必要再继续的改变了。
I would conclude that you're not even a Christian.
我会做结论的，你根本就不是基督徒。
But the fact that you are hungering and thirsting for righteousness.
但是你又饥渴又慕义，你要成长。
Is the great evidence that you are a Christian.
就证明了你是个基督徒。
Verse 7.
第七节。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
连续人的有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
Now this does not mean that we earn mercy by giving mercy.
这不是说我们靠着施与人给人连续，我们就赢得连续。
But the fact that we are merciful.
但是我们之所以能够连续人
indicates that by God's mercy we have been converted.
表明了我们因着神的怜悯，我们已经得救了。
But also for the believer.
而且对信徒而言。
If we forget the mercies that have been given to us.
如果我们忘记了神给了我们的怜恤。
And we are not merciful to others.
如果我们对别人不怜恤。
God will discipline us and remind us.
神就会管教我们，让我们提醒我们。
Merciful.
要怜恤人。
Is to look on others with pity.
就是要可怜别人。
Because God looked on us with pity.
因为神也可怜了我们。
And he showed favor to us when we deserved nothing.
他恩待我们，当我们不配得到任何东西，他却恩待我们。
I want you to look at it this way.
你要这么看啊。
Let's say that a man is living with his wife and his small boy.
我们说啊，譬如一个人跟他的太太跟他的小儿子住在一块儿。
And living right beside him is their neighbor.
住在旁边是邻居。
One day the neighbor kidnaps the little boy.
有一天这个邻居呢，把他们的小孩给绑架。
Tortures him and kills him.
虐待他，把他杀了。
The father finds out.
爸爸发现了。
He walks over.
他就走到他邻居家。
And he kills the man.
他就把那个邻居给杀了。
That's vengeance.
这个是报复啊，一报还一报。
But let's say instead of doing that.
让我们说，他不这么做。
He calls the police.
他到打电话给警察。
And the police arrest him.
警察就把他抓起来。
And he goes before the judge.
他就来到法庭了。
And he's sentenced to prison.
他就被判无期徒刑。
That's justice.
这叫做公义，伸张公义。
But let's say that the father does this.
哦，让我们说这个爸爸这么做。
He forgives the man.
他原谅这个人。
And leaves the man alone.
然后放了他。
That's mercy.
这就是怜恤。
But let's say the father does this.
那我们再举个例子，爸爸这么说，这么做。
He goes over to the man's house.
他到那个人的邻居的房子。
He forgives him all his sins.
他原谅他所有的罪。
He invites him to live in his house.
把他请他来住在他自己的家。
And he gives this murderer the inheritance of the son.
他把他儿子的产业给了这个凶手。
That's grace.
这就是恩典了。
That almost feels wrong.
这几乎就不对吗？
But that's just what God did to you.
这就是神为你做的。
I mean, when we hear it, it almost sounds wrong.
我们听了这样的事情，我觉得不对。
Blessed are the merciful.
怜恤人的有福了。
Blessed are the pure in heart.
清心的人有福了。
For they shall see God.
因为他们必得见神。
Pure here, the word pure.
清心啊，这个清心。
We have the idea of maybe a piece of cloth that is pure white without any stain.
我们想是一张白布，毫无瑕疵，是完全雪白的啊。
But the idea here is a little different.
这里的意思有点不同。
It refers to, for example, gold.
这里讲的譬如是金啊。
That has impurities in it.
里头有一些杂质。
And it's heated up.
然后加热了。
And the impurities come to the top.
杂质就浮到上面来了。
And they're taken away.
就把这个拿走。
That's the way they make pure gold.
这就是他们如何炼金的。
They heat it.
把它加热。
The impurities come to the top and they take it away.
杂质就浮起来，就把它拿走。
Then they heat it again.
然后再加热。
More impurities come to the top.
更多的杂质会上来。
Take it away.
再把它弄走。
Well, when we have a piece of metal.
当我们有一块金属
we say it is alloyed or unalloyed.
我们会说合金或者是好没有杂质的
Like it's one part pure.
或者一部分是洁是纯的
But mixed with impurities.
里头有一些杂质
To be pure in heart.
心要清的话
Is to have a heart that doesn't have.It's a heart that's unalloyed.
就是心里头没有这些杂质，没有合金啊。
It doesn't have competing loyalties in it.
就心里头没有别的与他竞争的爱的对象。
Different desires fighting for attention.
里头不同的情欲啊，要抢夺他的新的爱。
But it has one singular desire.
乃是一心一意。
And that is to love God.
那就是爱神。
Blessed are the peacemakers.
使人和睦的人有福了。
Now, peacemaker here does not mean pacifist.
哦，这里和睦的人不是说一个不打仗、不征战的人哈。
It does not mean someone who just sits there and does nothing.
不是那个人坐在那啥都不干的哦。
But someone who actively works for peace.
那是一个主动的要促成和睦的人。
It's not that he just sits there and doesn't bother anybody.
他不是坐在那儿谁都不去干饭啊，谁都不理。
But that he works to bring different groups together.
乃是他主动的把不同的敌对的人带到一块来。
To bring men back to God.
使人与神和好。
And to reconcile men to men.
使人与人彼此和睦。
And then blessed are the persecuted, those who have been persecuted.
为受逼迫的人也有福了。
Paul makes it very clear.
保罗讲得很清楚。
That all those who seek to live a godly life will be persecuted.
凡在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的会受逼迫。
The world will hate them.
这世界会恨恶他们。
Now there are different degrees of persecution.
当然有不同程度的迫害啊。
But the world will come against anyone.
但这个世界会攻击那些。
Truly tries to live a godly life.
真正要敬虔度日。这世界就会逼迫他。
Now these are characteristics.
好，这些是特征啊。
Of the Christian.
就是基督徒的特征。
They will be realities in every Christian's life.
他们会在每一个基督徒中的彰显出来的事实这些。
Now they may be very small realities.
也许是一个很少的表现啊。
And one day we may see them very clear, and the next day not very clear.
也许有几天看这些，哇，很清楚；有几天就看不到了。
But they will be something that's in the believer's life and something that's growing.
但这些一定会在信徒的生命中，而且还会在成长。
Now let me show you something.
哦，让你看到啊。
That is very interesting.
很有趣的几件事。
Look at verse 13.
你看十三节啊。
You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men.
你们是世界的盐，世上的盐。若盐失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外边，被人践踏了。
Now salt has many useful properties.
盐有很多的用处啊。
It keeps things from rotting.
可以防腐。
It gives things taste.
可以给味道。
All sorts of good things.
有很多不同的用处。
And people often use this passage to say Christians ought to be the same way.
有人用这段经文说基督徒都应该一样啊。
We ought to have a positive effect on others.
我们应该对别人有正面的影响。
We ought to keep the world preserved from corruption.
我们应该保守这个世界 from 保守世界不腐败。
We ought to give.You know, things flavor.
我们应该给这个世界加点味道。
Basically,
调味。
We ought to have a positive impact on the world.
基本上，我们应该在这个世界上有一个正面的影响，积极的作用。
How do we do that?
我们怎么做到呢？
I mean, do we, is it through just evangelism?
是不是借着我们传福音呢？
Should we be political activists?
或者成为政治上的这个鼓动者呢？
Should we have Jesus parades and march down the city of Beijing?
应该到北京是拿着奉基督的名游行呢？
No.
不
None of that.
不是这些啊。
Well, how does Jesus tell us to be a blessing to those around us?
主耶稣叫我们怎么样成为我们周围人的祝福呢？
He says, he uses salt as an example.
他用盐做一个例子。
And he's basically saying this.
他基本上他说
，salt has certain properties or characteristics.
盐呢、啊、有它的本质，有它的特性。
If you take those characteristics away,
如果你把盐的特性本质拿走了
，you no longer have salt.
你就没有盐了。
Or if you take them away and replace them with something else.
或者你把盐的特质拿走，然后用别的东西代替它。
You still no longer have salt.
你就没有盐了。
So he's saying that there are certain properties, are characteristics of the true Christian.
他说基督徒有一定的特质，有一些特性。
You take those characteristics away.
如果你把基督徒特性拿走了，把这个本质拿走了。
And it's not Christian.
他就不是基督徒了。
So now, what are those characteristics?
这些本质特性是什么呢？
Poor in spirit.
虚心的，灵里贫穷的。
Those who mourn over sin.
那些为罪哀恸的。
Those who are gentle.
那些温柔的，谦卑的。
Those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
那些饥渴慕义，寻求公义的。
Those who are merciful.
那些怜恤人的。
Those who are pure in heart.
清心的，心里清洁的。
Those who are peacemakers.
那些使人和睦的，造成和睦的。
Those who live a godly life so as to be persecuted.
那些为义受逼迫的人。
That's how we impact the world.
这是我们如何来影响这个世界。
That's how we are salt and light.
我们借此成为世上的盐和光。
You don't do things by having, you know, you don't change the world by having parades.
你不是靠你的游行示威啊，来改变世界或者抗议。
You don't change the world by doing something political.
你不是做一些什么政治运动啊，什么鼓吹什么游行。
You're not going to change anything.
你不能借这些事情来改变世界。
And it's not what God's telling you to do.
这也不是神叫你做的。
He's saying, don't worry about the government.
他说不要管政府了。
Let the government worry about itself.
让政府自己管自己。
Let it do what it does.
让他做他该做的事儿。
You try to be a blessing.
你要做众人的祝福。
You try to be like this person here.
你要做这个蒙福的人，这里。
He's going to bless enemies.
他要祝福他的仇敌。
Seek the good of others.
他要为别人的利益着想，造福世。
Bless those who curse you.
要祝福那些咒诅你的人。
Pray for those who persecute you.
为那些逼迫你的人祷告。
Seek their good.
为他们的谋福利。
Depend upon God.
你要信靠神。
Mourn over your own sin.
你要为自己的罪忧伤痛哀恸。
Be meek.
你要温柔谦卑。
Trusting in God.
你要信靠神。
Hunger and thirst for righteousness.
你要饥渴慕义。
Be merciful.
你要怜悯别人。
Be pure in heart.
你要清心追求圣洁。
Be peacemakers.
你要使人和睦。
God will use you.
神就会用你。
There's two things about our life.
我们生命有两件事啊。
One is what we are.
一是我们本身的本质。
The other is what we proclaim.
另外是我们所传讲的我们的信息。
If you are a person like this,
如果你是这样一个人啊。
But you do not speak the truth.
但是你却不宣告神的真理。
It doesn't matter.
那就没有用啊。
They're not going to learn the gospel by watching your life.
他们不会看着你的生活就学到你所信的福音。
They may be drawn to the gospel because of your life.
他们也许因着你的生活方式被吸引，想要信。
But to know the gospel, you must teach them.
但是他们要明白福音，你必须要教导传扬福音。
But also, if you teach,
而且如果你仅仅传扬福音
，but your life has not been changed.
但你的生命若没有改变。
It doesn't do much good.
也不会产生什么果效。
So both things are necessary.
两者都必须。
But again,
好，再一次啊。
God has given authority to the church.
神给了教会权柄。
To preach the gospel.
传扬福音。
To love.
去爱世人。
To serve.
服侍人类。
To suffer and even die.
去受苦甚至为死殉道。
He's given the family.
他也给了家庭。
Authority to raise their children.
权柄来教养儿女。
The church is not head of the family.
教会不是家庭的元首。
The father is the head of the family.
父亲才是一家之主。
And the elder has no right to be telling the father what to do in his family.
教会的长老没有权柄告诉爸爸你在家里头干什么。
Except through teaching scripture.
除了教导神的话语之外，没有别的权柄。
If I was your pastor,
如果我是你的牧师，
I couldn't take authority over your wife.
我不能够超越你来施行权柄来管你的妻子。
My authority is limited to the church.
我的权柄不过是在教会里面，受限制在教会里面。
And the teaching of the word.
教导神的话语。还有。
Your family is another institution.
你的家是另外一个神所设立的单位。
In the government.
还有教会，还有政府。
God has granted the government authority.
神也赐给政府权柄。
And he is the one who sets governments in place.
是神设立的政府。
The church has no business trying to take over the government.
教会也没有权柄代替政府做主。
Even if the government hates us.
尽管政府恨我们。
For example, my government.
譬如我们的政府，美国政府。
In the United States.
美国政府啊。
It doesn't like Christianity.
不喜欢基督教。
But I still pay my taxes.
但是我照样交税啊。
I pray for the president.
我为总统祷告啊。
And I will try to bless them.
我也会祝福他们。
And serve them.
服侍他们。
Do you see?
你看到吗？
We all have our place.
我们每个人各就各位，各有各的地位。
We should not, as ministers of the gospel,
我们身为福音的使者，我们不应该
get pulled away into matters that have nothing to do with us.
我们不应该被分散精力摄入一些跟我们没关的事情。
We preach the gospel.
我们就传福音嘛。
We live the gospel.
我们活出福音的见证，这是我们所做的。
And so these are characteristics of true Christianity.
这些是真基督徒的表现的特征特质。
And it's the way that we should live.
这是我们应该的生活方式。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
父，为你的道感谢你。
And I pray, Father, that you would use it to direct and guide our lives.
父，求你用你的话引导我们的生命。
And Father, I ask all this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.